Oh, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the fellowship we have together as saints, Lord, because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Thank you that we could all be here together this morning to share worship and the word together. We pray, Father, that every single thing that we do and how we experience it in our hearts, Father, would be for your glory. Lord, that our entire intention would be to magnify your name and to worship you and to seek your face, Lord. And the things that we want for ourselves or request of you for ourselves, Lord, would be secondary to just worshiping you, Father, because you're so worthy. And we're here and we are in the season of celebration, Lord, because of what you accomplished by your own right hand through your Son, Jesus Christ, Father. And so we sit and we really just want to bask in that this morning, Lord, and just marinate in your love and in the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord. And we pray that as we sing these songs, Lord, that you would be preparing our hearts to be open to receive your word, and that you would instruct us this morning and train us and edify us and build us up in your word, Lord. Make us strong, Lord, soldiers in the faith, Lord, soldiers for the kingdom of the gospel of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we're grateful and we're thankful. And we pray, Lord, that you'd help us to also reflect that, Lord, by loving other people, by being Jesus to the world, Lord, in our circle, wherever we are, Father, that we would shine that light and we would show people love and mercy and compassion. And we would never lose sight of that, that it goes directly along with our relationship with you, Father. So help us to be who you need us to be, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's stand together.
Every curse, blessed Redeemer.
Ushers, come on up. Lord, thank you so much for your son, Jesus Christ, Lord, and for the ultimate gift that was ever given to anyone in the history of the universe, Lord, and that is his life being exchanged for ours. Father, as your word says, scarcely would even a righteous man give his life for a friend, but Jesus Christ, while we were yet in our sins, while we were ungodly, he died for us, Father, and we are so grateful and so thankful for that, Lord, and we want every part of our lives and everything that we do, Father, from when we get up in the morning and go to work, to when we get up and come to church, Father, to when we give of our time or when we give of our resources, of our finances, or whatever it may be, Father, we want it to be a reflection of the thanksgiving that lives in our hearts because of what you've done for us, Father. There's nothing that we could ever do to earn it or deserve it, Father, and you gave it to us freely, and so there's nothing that we could ever do to pay you back. Only thing we can do is reflect to you our love, Father, that lives in our hearts, Father. And we pray, Lord, that when we give to you of our finances, Lord, and when we give to you of our time, and we give to you of any part of us and who we are, Father, and more importantly, the deeper and inward parts of our hearts, Father, that we are so likely to hold back from you, Father, and to keep from you, Father, we pray that you would give us a heart of thanksgiving and worship that would so resonate through our being, Father, that we would open up those places to you, Father, and we would give to you from the storehouses, from the very center of who we are, Father. and there would be nothing that we would ever hold back from you, Lord God, and that you would be pleased in the gifts that we give to you, Father, because it would never, ever be just because we're supposed to, but it would be something that we want you to have that you've never had before, Lord. And we pray that that would be at the center and the meaning and the heart behind all of our giving that we ever give, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
There is none beside you.
certain poor shepherds in fields as bare.